Hi, everyone. On this, the Friday edition of Mark and Friends, it's August 31st, 2012, the last Friday in August. Soon we're going to be saying welcome September. But on this August 31st, this special dedicated day, sponsored by Brad and Zelma Neal from Rantoul, we appreciate this couple. They've put forth the resources so that we can broadcast 24 hours today to the glory of God. And so we thank Brad and Zelma. And I'll have a little to say about them in just a minute, but I have two very good friends in the studio. Co-host from Wednesday is Jason Schiffo, and he's joining me this morning along with Pastor Nick Carlson from the New Beginnings Christian Church. Wednesday, if you were tuned in, you heard how that day was dedicated in honor of New Beginnings Christian Church because they have a special event coming up tomorrow, and we're going to talk about that in just a second, too. I'm building all these things we're going to talk about because many times, Jason, you know, I'm leading off with a scripture verse. Today I'm going to lead off with a joke because Zelma has a great sense of humor. So does Brad. But I know you guys, we were praying up this morning's program and laughing because it seems like all three of us are just wired with the same personalities, dispositions. We like to laugh. We like to share the joy of the Lord. And I have a good joke for y'all. So listen carefully. Don't divulge it if you've heard this one or know it. But I think Zelma, it'll get a good laugh out of her and our listeners. It's a great one. This came from Marge Ketchum, married to Herb, the radio servant Ketchum. She sent me this a week ago, and I've been kind of waiting. When could I share it? And I think today's an appropriate day. So sit back and listen to this little joke, and it's called Washing Dishes with Cold Water. Can cold water clean dishes? This is for all the germ-conscious folks that worry about using cold water to clean dishes. So I will answer whether you can get your dishes cleaned well by using cold water. And so here's the story. This child went to visit their 90-year-old grandfather in a very secluded rural area about 100 miles northwest of Philadelphia. After spending a great evening chatting away that night, the next morning the grandfather prepared breakfast of bacon, eggs, and toast. However, this child noticed that there was this substance on their plate and questioned the grandfather by asking, "Are these plates clean?" The grandfather replied, "They're as clean as cold water can get 'em. Just you go ahead and finish your meal, sonny." Well, then for lunchtime, the old man, this grandfather, made hamburgers. And again, this little child was concerned about the plates, as his had tiny little specks around the edge, and it looked like there were still some dried eggs on it. And again, he asked his grandfather, "Are you sure these plates are clean?" Without looking up, the old man said, "I told you, sonny, these dishes are as clean as cold water can get them. Now don't you fret. I don't want to hear about it again." Later that afternoon, as the child was leaving town and he's getting up to go to the door, this grandfather's dog starts growling and wouldn't let him pass. Then the child yells to the grandfather in the other room, "Hey, your dog won't let me get to my car." Without diverting his attention from the football game on TV, the old man shouted, "Cold water, lay down now. You hear me?" Come on, that's a pretty good one. Did you already know the punchline? Do you know where it was going?
No, I thought he was going to something about drinking out of the toilet.
Yeah, that's kind of where I was going.
I was like, oh, no.
Well, cold water is the dog. So, and you know what? I'll tell you one other story.
Is that Beamer's nickname?
Yeah. Well, I know of a situation where this was recounted by some friends of mine, and I can't remember who it was, but they had this neighbor that just kept showing up to their house all the time, always at mealtime. And it got to the point, and they're very hospitable, wonderful Christian people, but I think it got to the point where they were like, you know, this has got to stop, but they didn't know how to do it or how to end that. And so at one point, I think the husband took the plates and he let the dog, they had a dog, let the dog lick it. And then while the couple was still there, they put the plate right back on the shelf. And so maybe they wanted to do that. I don't know if they actually did, but
I was growing up, my father had a friend that my mother didn't like so much, and he would come over for dinner all the time. And my mother had reached the end of her rope with him showing up at dinner time. I remember this clearly. About 9 years old, we ate lima bean casserole for about 8 days, and he never showed up again.
So we're giving people tips on how to keep unwanted guests away. Well, anyways, it's a special day this Friday, August 31st, 2012, as we give thanks and praise God for Brad and Zelma Neal. Zelma was on our trip to the Creation Museum, Jason. She sat right across from us up near the front, and just a lively senior saint who loves the Lord and had written down some things about her marriage. She's been married many, many years to Brad, and in fact, they eloped many, many years ago. She said in her correspondence to me, I don't recommend this to people, but years ago, that was the direction that they took, and Jesus has been the glue to their marriage these many, many years. They've been blessed with 4 children, 10 grandchildren, and 4 great-grandchildren. And because initially they didn't get to have that wedding, on their 50th wedding anniversary, they reenacted their wedding and had their whole party was their grandchildren and family. So that was very special for them. Selma's continued to be a homemaker these many years, and she loves that role. Brad was in the Air Force. They visited Jordan a number of times to visit their daughter, and they love a lot of Bible verses, including Proverbs 22:1, John 13:34, Romans 13:1, and some of their favorite hymns are Jesus is all the world to me, and take the name of Jesus with you. So thanks, Brad and Zelma. Thanks for dedicating this day. Thanks for sharing your resources with this radio ministry. And thanks for being faithful listeners and supporters on a monthly basis to the work that gets to go out 24 hours a day proclaiming the good news message of Jesus. And I know tomorrow at New Beginnings Christian Church, with a backup plan, there's going to be a time of celebrating Jesus. We briefly mentioned it on Wednesday, but Pastor Nick, this is your church. You've been there for the past 6 years. You helped start it up. It's on Route 47, North Route 47 in Gibson City, Illinois. I've had the great pleasure of worshiping there a few times and being there for some special events that you've put on. But tell us about tomorrow's Pig Out Hog Roast.
Well, tomorrow we're going to offer free to the public pig roast, just food. We got bounce houses for the kids. We have a dunk tank, which we're trying to talk the principals into coming to. I will be in the dunk tank, should need be. And we have all kinds of obstacle courses we're going to bring people through. From 2 to 5, there will be a couple bands there, one named Iron Mercy and another one named Battalion, who will be sharing their testimony about how they came to know Christ. And for us, this is just a time of ministry that we're really looking forward to. It's more than just free food to the public. We really want an opportunity to open the church's doors to people and to have them come and hear the gospel message in maybe a little different way than they're used to hearing. And in the whole midst of it, we are trying to, it's all free to the public, but we are trying to get 3,000 pairs of shoes assigned to Guatemala. For kids, they actually live in garbage dumps, and they walk around all day long. That's how they get their food. That's how they find their water, their shelter. And so we're trying to raise 3,000 pairs of shoes, either a pair of shoes that need to be closed-toed. They can be used any size or new. Obviously, we'll take new. Mm. Or a can of food for the local food pantry. So either one. The alternative site will be the North Park Pavilion in Gibson City in case it rains. We're praying it doesn't. We just need that 12 to 5 window for God to work. He's stopped rain for 3 years. He can do 5 hours. We believe that.
And it's 12 to 5, and your church is located 925 North Route 47 in Gibson City. So that's the primary place. If it doesn't rain, if the skies are clear, that's tomorrow, September 1st, from 12 to 5 p.m. Now, Iron Mercy and Battalion are the two groups. Tell us a little about them. Will the senior saints feel comfortable? Is it for a young audience? What kind of blend of music?
Well, the Iron Mercy, I think both would be fine. The first band, definitely not. That's probably geared more towards teenagers. You know, I would say the 10 to 20 age. That's why we brought them in specifically to speak to the younger kids. Iron Mercy, those guys are all in their 40s. Great testimony. Every one of them was either a cocaine addict or an alcoholic before they gave their life to Christ. So I believe that any age group would apply to them. They have music. It's a little edgier music. Some of it's rock, but they do some slower stuff too. Try to reach multiple ages. And so we're kind of excited about them, really looking forward to hearing them speak and play.
I might even qualify clarify what I had referenced, because sometimes the senior saints need to really get out and see the younger audience reacting to the message from maybe a style of music they're maybe not familiar with or maybe even uncomfortable with, just to expand their understanding or their knowledge. Because I've met some senior saints that I just couldn't believe they really enjoyed some of these more head-banging Christian artists. I was like floored, and yet I've seen some young people that love that classical style of music. And I know we play a variety of music on 89.3 FM, but sometimes I know I've been to the Gospel Music Association conferences, and I saw some individuals, and I got a little judgmental in my mindset because they had the spiked hair and all these piercings, and I'm like, oh, come on. I just, like, why do you have to do that? And yet, when they shared their testimony, it softened my heart, and I thought, you know, very different life experiences, obviously, from me, but they love the Lord, and I thought, you know, Lord, help me connect and understand and worship you through them and through their heart for you, and get to maybe understand them a little. So you'll have Iron Mercy. Do you know what time these two bands are playing?
From 2 to 5, the bands will be playing. Battalion is the first band, and then Iron Mercy will play following them. For the remainder, Iron Mercy is the main band. Battalion would be the backup band. Mark, I guess I want to kind of add to what you said about the music. I think sometimes as Christians, no matter what age we get to, we become comfortable in things that we are used to, and we forget that there's whole generations of people that, you know, Paul was pretty specific about that. He said, "I became as like all men, so that I might win some." And you can never lay aside a guy's testimony about what Christ has done to them. I think that just shows the transformational power of Christ and what he did on the cross, that he takes the most very hard people, makes them into incredible witnesses for him that really spans across all ages. That testimony covers every age, whether it's a 6-year-old kid that hears it or an 80-year-old that hears it. It really speaks loudly of Christ's transformational power, so that's what we really want people to hear.
And isn't it always about our comfort level? I mean, you know, I remember reading like church history, you know, when they took the organ out of the bar and brought it to the church back in the 1700s, 1800s, people were beside themselves. You know, and now the staunchest of Baptists would say that the organ is the centerpiece or one of the critical parts of a church service.
Yeah.
You know, and we think right now, I mean, some people, you know, younger generation definitely go, well, you know, now we've really arrived at worship because we've got guitars and we've got this and we've got that. And, you know, 20 years from now, it's going to look totally different again. Yeah. The landscape of that, there's nothing new under the sun. But I think we just get so comfortable with what we know. And yet as a Christian, and I think you alluded to that there's so much that we don't know. Because we know, and we believe in our heart of hearts that somebody who is that hardened can never be softened. And yet God can do something that we don't know is possible, immeasurably more than we can know and imagine. You know, how do we, you know, contemplate the depth or the height or the width of what Christ can do? We can't. And I think it's our comfort that doesn't allow us to see the depth and the width and the height.
Well, yeah, you're absolutely right. And you know, I've spoke with Mark before several times, and Mark knows my past, my testimony. And speaking as a guy that came from that background, I cannot say enough, I would not be here. I would be in prison or I would be dead if it was not for the life-saving grace of God. And that message needs to go out to people. And it reminds me of the scripture that says that we are to be gentle as doves and cunning as serpents. We have a real enemy who will use anything he can to pull me, my entire family, my church into the pits of hell with him. And we've got to stay ahead of it. For too long, I think the church follows culture, and the church should be leading the culture. Yeah. And we're making a gigantic mistake by letting MTV dictate what our kids should be doing. Mm-hmm. And the church needs to step it up a little bit and do what we need to do, even if it makes people uncomfortable.
Right. Well, and how about that? I think, too, it's in our comfort level. So we deify something, and in it, we pull out some of the truth. I mean, how many people stop as they're reading the New Testament and they're going, oh, the Apostle Paul, look at the depth and riches through the Holy Spirit that he's speaking to me. And look at, I'm leading my church in the way that Paul leads. And I'm doing this. And they forgot that Paul was the guy who was killing Christians and loving it. He's standing there as Stephen's being stoned, cheering them on as they're throwing the stones, probably handing guys rocks too. Oh. And that was the Apostle Paul. And that's why Apostle Paul says, of the sinners, I'm the worst of them.
Yep.
You know, and people forget that. They deify him and they forget the truth of who he really was. And in the truth of who he really was, the transforming power of Christ, that he can take the worst of the worst and elevate them to a status and inheritance that belonged to them at the very beginning of time.
Yeah. Sure. Even going back, even in looking in the Old Testament, one of my favorite guys is Elijah. Oh, and I just spoke about this last Sunday. Elijah, he had a sense of humor, too, and people forget this, that we need to have a sense of humor. We need to be not so uptight about our Christianity that it's like a shield and keeps people away from it. You know, Elijah was mocking the prophets of Baal, 450 at him. I mean, you know, yelling, and what's the matter? Can't he hear you? Yell a little bit louder. Maybe he's relieving himself. Maybe he's, you know, on vacation. Yeah, maybe he's taking a nap. And, I mean, he's taunting them, and we forget that. They were regular guys. You know, God is not a respecter of persons. So, you know, we're just like them, and we have to be a little bit cunning on reaching people. The gospel in itself, we don't need to do anything with that. That says all in all, that's everything in history and humanity hinges on the gospel. But how do we bring it out to the public? We need to be willing to do things that are a little bit different and outside the box a little bit. And as soon as any time I hear the word comfort in church, that's like fire alarms going off in my head, because God doesn't want us to be comfortable. He wants us to step out and grow.
Shouldn't the church be a place of tension, a place where you go in and there's tension because the Holy Spirit is convicting people and changing and leading and guiding their hearts? I'm not saying it should be a place of tension where chaos ensues, but a place of tension where you go in and you go, God's going to do a work in me today. You know, it's not about do I like Pastor Nick or not. It's about he's going to open up the
door. Helps.
It does help, yeah. Especially when the offering plate comes around. but I mean, really, Pastor Nick is going to open up the Word of God illuminated by the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is going to speak through Pastor Nick right now. I mean, if that doesn't take your breath away and you don't stop and pause for a minute and say, wow, then you're there on your own comfort level. You're there on your time and not on God's time. You know, you've tipped the scales more in your corner than you have in the corner of the divine.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Hey, this is what happens when you bring two pastors into the studio with you. We have Pastor Nick Carlson, and tomorrow his church, New Beginnings Christian Church in Gibson City, is putting on a special back-to-school anniversary bash. It's their six-year anniversary. They just celebrated this past Sunday, and it's September 1st tomorrow from 12 to 5 p.m., if it's raining, that will not stop the festivities. They'll move to the North Park Pavilion in Gibson City, but the church is located 925 North Route 47. As many of you know, that 47 does that dog leg. As you're heading into Gibson City, you just follow it through Route 9, and then you follow it north again, and the church is just about 3/4 of a mile, I guess, due north on Route 47. It's open to everyone. It's free. But
Free?
Totally free, but they're encouraging.
Oh, wait, that's not all.
Wait, there's more.
Yeah, we haven't even talked about the petting zoo and the hay rack ride and other things, but we're encouraging.
Let's get back to my favorite Christian word, free.
Yeah, free, but it would be nice if you'd bring along some shoes. It can be any sizes, ideally that would fit children or young people, because one of the things in Guatemala, they don't allow the children to go to school unless they're wearing shoes. So this would not only protect their feet and help them walk, because many of them, they have to scavenge through the trash dumps and the garbage to be fed, but not only will it leave the pain and the sores and the aches in their feet, but then they can get into school, and they need shoes for school. So bring along a pair or two of shoes, and then also, if you can't purchase a pair of shoes or find some good new or lightly used shoes, bring along a can of food. Is there recommendations on what kind of food you want?
Yeah, make it food that you would eat yourself. Unfortunately, when we do those things, people bring in wax beans, okay? And
who eats wax beans?
Okay, I mean, you know, bring something that you would eat. Okay?
And I will say this, Jason, you would know this too, being a former grocery store manager. Don't find something that's been in your cupboard for like 6 years that the code date, it's expired, it's no longer good. Look for the code date. I've been to some of these things where I'm looking at the code dates. That's a big thing that you and I, you know, naturally do. And it's like, this thing's been out of date for 4 years. So don't just find something old that's been in your cupboard for many, many years.
Yeah, so here's a challenge for everybody. There's Goodwill and there's Salvation Army over there in Champaign. Go later this afternoon, tonight, sometime before tomorrow, where you're going to go and get some free pig. Here's some good music. and buy up all the pairs of shoes that you can. I think they're like a dollar a pair. Grab as many as you can. I want the people in the Salvation Army and the Goodwill to say, what the heck's going on? And then you can say, well, let me tell you about this thing that Pastor Nick's putting on over there. And it might be an opportunity for you to share the gospel and share the love of Jesus. It might be the opportunity for you to do immeasurably more than you ever thought you could do. And it might happen through a dollar pair of shoes that you're doing for some kids in Guatemala.
Mm-hmm. Now, this event is tomorrow from 12 to 5 p.m. at the New Beginnings Christian Church on North Route 47 in Gibson City. If it's raining, no problem. They'll be at the North Park Pavilion in Gibson City. Now, I also know there's a petting zoo, hay rack ride. Tell us some of the other things that are going to be going on in our closing minute.
Okay, it's called the Amazing Grace Obstacle Course, and the obstacle course kind of culminates with a... I'm from the city, so this is a tough one. With a cow patty toss, don't even ask how we came about with that. And basically, you're doing this like a shot put or a disc and see how far you can throw it. There will be some prizes for that. It ends with that. We're going to have adults riding on kids' tricycles. Just for fun, the obstacle course is pretty long. You don't have to be in top physical condition to do it, but we'll pray that you don't crash on the tricycle. So
I'm going to come now, just because whoever wins these things, I want to know how they want. Like, how do you practice for that?
I have no idea. I don't know how I got roped into this. I
want to know. Do you bring your own gloves for the cow patty toss?
No, we'll have gloves for them.
Yeah. Well, that's going to all happen tomorrow between 12 and 5 p.m. The groups Iron Mercy and Battalion will be from 2 to 5. Iron Mercy and Battalion, and the festivities. It's all free, 12 to 5 p.m. tomorrow at the New Beginnings Christian Church. It's a great outreach. Bring your unchurched friends. There will be testimonies. It'll be an evangelistic outreach, and it'll be a great time to worship with other believers. So that's tomorrow, New Beginnings Christian Church. Thanks again, Brad and Zelma, for dedicating this day. We appreciate you two. Thanks for listening, everyone. Thanks for being a part of this radio listening family. Thank you, Pastor Nick, for staying awake. I know you work the night shift, so you would be in bed now. Thank you, Pastor Jason, for carving out more time and not only being a part of the Wednesday edition of Mark and Friends, but on Fridays and some Mondays and Tuesdays and whenever I can get you in here. And thanks for listening, everyone. Thanks for being a part of this radio listening family. This is Mark Burns with the Ministry of Great News Radio. God bless you, and have a great day and night.